I had my share. I drank my fill. And even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill. And do it all again.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And as we start off our day in history on this October the 20th, you hear under me right now and before the lovely voice of the wonderful Shirley Horn singing Here's to Life. One of the great jazz singers and pianists, she died much too young on this day in 2005, the age of 71, from diabetes. She collaborated with the greats of all jazz time, Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Carmen McRae, Wynton Marsalis. She graduated from Howard University, where she was a classical singer and studied classical music. She was nominated for 9 Grammys. She won one for Best Jazz Vocal of 1999 for the great album Remember Miles, which is a tribute to her best friend. So we remember the great Shirley Horn, born on this day, October the 20th. So let's look at some of the rest of this day in history, October the 20th. Interesting little tidbits we'll throw out today, and then we'll get into our conversation about Ferguson. This day in 1720, there was a man named Calico Jack who was a pirate, and he was captured by the British and hung. And 2 women were with him that day, 2 of the great pirates of all time, Anne Boney and Mary Read. And they weren't hung because they claimed to be pregnant, and they went off to continue their career as pirates. But one of the things we don't know, we don't talk a lot about in our history books, and would you believe it, would you understand it if you didn't see it, because of the movies that are put out about pirates, is that at least 1/3 of all the pirates were Africans who were freed and decided to become pirates rather than stay on those slave ships. And they were some of the great pirates in the Caribbean, along with many women. But that's a piece of our history we don't talk about, so we thought I'd throw that out just on this day of Calico Jack's being hung. On this day in 1898, the North Carolina Mutual and Providence Insurance Company was formed. 7 black folks from North Carolina, in Durham, North Carolina, founded this company because black people in the South and this country could not get health insurance, could not get any kind of affordable insurance. So they created this company and became one of the largest black-owned companies in America. But this company was founded on a concept that is different than other concepts in modern capitalism, because it was formed what they call the double-duty dollar, which said income from insurance sales would not just go to the profits of the company, but gets funneled back into the community to uplift the entire community. On this day, that company was founded in 1898. And this is something we'll get into in later shows. This is the day that the House American Activities Committee in 1947 began going after people they said were communists who were progressives and more in Hollywood. So resulting in the blacklist and banning people from their work in Hollywood began on this day in 1947. And on this day in 1951, Johnny Bright, there was the Johnny Bright incident. Johnny Bright was one of the first African-American football players in this country in intercollegiate ball. He played for Oklahoma State, for Drake University, I should say. And they had a game with the University of Oklahoma State University. And he became one of the great quarterbacks in 1951 and was slated to get the Heisman Trophy. But the white players from the other team decided, and the white people in that town decided, that he should not get this, and that they were after him and attacked him violently during the game 4 times, knocked him unconscious, broke his back, broke his hand, not allowing him to continue on. And it became known as the Johnny Bright incident. None of the players from the other side were ever arrested or tried or disciplined by the university, and no formal apology ever came to Johnny Bright until 2005, 55 years after this incident. So as we look at the same history, let's go across the ocean for a moment. On this day in 1893, Jomo Kenyatta was born. On this day in 1951, Jomo Kenyatta was arrested. Now, who's Jomo Kenyatta? Many people know the name, but don't know who he is. He was the first president of Kenya. He led the liberation movement in Kenya. He studied traditional medicine and traditional religion, also became a Christian, went to Europe, studied in the Soviet Union, became a revolutionary. And this, what they call the Mau Mau Rebellion that the British talked about, was not so much a rebellion but resistance against British rule, in which very few of the colonials were killed, but hundreds of Kenyans were killed. So, but we remember Jomo Kenyatta, who, along with Kwame Nkrumah and Julius Nyerere, were the great leaders of the Pan-African movement in Africa And he was born on this day and also arrested on this day. And this was the day that Maurice Bishop was killed in 1983 by the United States government when they invaded Grenada. He was the leader of Grenada and was killed on this day. And our dear friend Don Rojas, who we work with at Real News and other places, was Maurice Bishop's communications leader and was almost killed with, along with his family on that day, but we are glad that he wasn't. He is still with us. On this day was born a woman that we should remember in Maryland. Her name is Anolia McMillan. She became the first woman to become the head of the NAACP, came to Maryland, and became a leader in this in this state. She was president of the Maryland State Colored Teachers Association and more, and she fought for better wages for black teachers in better schools in the state of Maryland, became the head of the NAACP here in Baltimore and the president of the national organization from 1984 to 1900. And we interviewed her in the year 2000, and an amazing woman. And once we have our archives done, we'll pull that archive out because she died at 102 just a few years later. She was an amazing woman. So that is this day. Well, one last piece. This is the day that Eugene Debs died in 1926. He was a Socialist Party leader in this country. And in 1920, got over 1.5 million votes for president while he was in prison for his political activities. So that's this day in history, October the 20th. We'll be right back with our guests to look at why they went to Ferguson and what they learned. Stay with us.